along to our FC Alaman special. We're live and, well, almost live from the Pinewood today. Tom, are you enjoying yourself so far?
Yeah, it's not been too bad so far. Ian Strother's had a few words with me, but other than that, it's alright.
Adam, I see you've dressed for the occasion.
It's 20
degrees outside.
It's still November, it's not 70 yet. It's alright, you get away with it.
Are you getting excited? When was the last time you went to see FC Alaman?
Oh, years ago.
Only 4 years.
Years ago.
How you feel about it?
I'm good, mate. Yeah, I'm loving this. I think we'll get 3 points tonight.
Yeah, I think you will. The boys are confident. I spoke to a couple of them before, and yeah, they were a good move. You asked Tom whether he's doing well. He's got pipes.
I've got pipes. And also, the wing is not everyone.
Yeah. And Sam, you must be a bit apprehensive tonight because you brought the rest of us along tonight. Obviously, you go every week.
It's borderline when I introduce the girls to your parents. It's not the one. But yeah, Tom is going to have to pay himself because Dicko's going to keep an eye on him.
Oh, God.
Here's Manny and Stunning. Say hello.
We've got volunteers, special guests. We've got guests coming in. This is something else now.
Yeah,
we're expected.
All right, I'm Pete Bash, chairman of the 12th Men.
And I'm Mel Harris, I'm the Secretariat of the 12th Man.
So, guys, first of all, down in Pinewood, which has sort of become the basically official club part. How did you get involved with sport and SOA?
Me personally, right from the start, I went down to Guernsey because my brother was managing. So, I went for it. Start there, really.
Have you been all over the shop watching?
I've been to a fair few away games, yeah. That's a member.
And something you can't, or?
Yes. Yeah.
How'd you get into it?
We've always been interested in local football, generally. We just watch Russian quite religiously. And then when FC Alaman came about, it was just the buzz and the excitement of it that drew us to it. So.
And do you still watch the Russian? Are you involved in a local game at all?
Not as much now. I went down and watched Geordie's against the Marys last week. It was a cracking game, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Again, we're living in Kurt Michael now, so we watch Kurt Michael games and stuff, but still an important grassroots football, that's where it's all come from, so it's good to support that as well.
And what's the aim of FC Alaman? So there's obviously, you've come up a league and from the start. What's the idea? So there's been talk of obviously you want to get someone into the higher leagues, like a player into the higher, get kind of poached. You've also won. What's the main aim for FC Alaman, would you say?
I would say it's a shop window for the players. That was the ethos as it started. Fully in agreement with it.
Yeah. Do you think FC Alaman's been successful so far?
Yeah, to me, definitely. Yeah, even though the numbers are down this season, the first season was always going to be about a hype. Yeah. But what you've got now are more hardcore fans, more fans are travelling away. Especially since Bruce has stopped the 12th Man doing the travel arrangements for everybody.
Yes. I've been on a couple of rugby apps and Berry Away was fantastic. Earth Coast, Birko, the West 50 game, you guys went to that was amazing.
Yeah.
It's something, you know, grown from just being a Saturday down the bowl to sailing back on the banks from the 2 o'clock in the morning.
And, yeah.
It's kind of grown into a bit of a family, like between the fans that travel and the fans that come to the Pinewood, you know, we get this name of conspiracy, but it is kind of good because we're grouped together and it's really nice to have people like, feel the same as you about football every single week.
And we've got to talk about the Pinewood because we're in here. How important do you think are the local pubs and places like this as like a hub for fans? Do you love it in here?
Oh, I love it.
Yeah.
Massively important. The away fans, when they come away to here, they can't believe the hospitality they receive and the reception they receive, not only from us, but from the pubs and the locals and everywhere about. They go, it's just amazing.
Well, we're going to help you get away from the glamour that is filming near the box. So, last thing, result, sorry, prediction, check.
I think it's going to be quite close. I've been maybe 2-1 FC.
A win.
Well, can you ask me our prediction? Yeah. I'm going to go with a...
That's all we've got time for.
I'm Cree, I'm kit man for FC Alaman and team secretary and all round mouthpiece.
I'm Sarah, I'm on the board and I'm head of supporters engagement for FC Alaman.
So, guys, it's about 2 hours before kickoff. Just tell us what it is. You know, Craig, you've been down here setting up the kits lot to begin with. Yeah. Just tell us, is that every week you're down here doing that?
Yeah, every home game anyway. I haven't been to as many away games as I like, but home games down here as soon as Pat and Dean have finished with St Mary's Conby, or the first team have finished. They're good enough to get like straight out, leave it tidy, and then I come in, get the kits hung out and whatnot, and then start getting the footballs and waters, cones, get everything ready for when everyone gets here, we're ready to put a show on.
So just tell us a bit about what you do for the game.
I get down here about 4:45 to start setting up with the merch table, anything else that really needs done upstairs, handing out the programmes, making sure everything's where it needs to be, and welcome the team in or our sponsors.
And just ask, how did you both get involved?
Frank? Super Jones.
Yeah. There was an opening for a volunteer for FC, and I had a lot of time in my hands, so I said, I don't mind helping out, and now I'm on the board.
I was helping St Mary's, and then decided I was going to stop for one reason or another, and then I was sat in the buttery one morning. Frank rang me and said, you need to have a chat with you about FC, and one thing led to another, and yeah, here I am, telling them what to do.
Pretty fair enough.
Yeah. You tell them what to do as well, don't you?
Yeah. In daily life.
So just Hiltonton over tonight. It's the first time they've been to Hiltonton, isn't it?
Yeah.
Just tell us about when it comes to welcoming the opposition team into that. What sort of role do you have and you've prepared for that and welcome them as well?
So Andy Barnum, he the secretary, he does a lot of the organising, he does a lot from getting here, and then basically what I do for them is we supply them, well, we have to supply them with footballs, cones, bibs, and we supply them with water as well, try and accommodate them the best we can.
Yeah, and I'm upstairs when they get here, I'm sort of speaking to their secretary, their chairman, just getting them a drink, getting them food, whatever, and then seeing them with like any sponsors that come in as well, just the hospitality.
Guys, just finally, obviously the whole point of FC Man is it's a community club, and both within the community, just... You know, give us a bit of a shout out to everybody else because we're speaking to you guys here, but we know there's guys outside literally setting up out there as well. Just tell us a bit about what they're doing. And
they've got the hardest job, I think. Like, definitely. See, shifting all like the small nets off the pitch, honestly, it's a horrible job. I've done it a few times, but you've now got people from the 12th man that will come down. You've got like a rope to go, and so they'll come down and shift it. And then you've got Paul Quayle, he gets down here similar time to what I do to get the banners out, all the signage we have to put out. There's a lot of people like. Too many to name. I don't really know half the names because it's actually but everyone.
We wouldn't be able to have a home game without their help.
Definitely not.
Really not.
No.
Peter Clark, big Ravens fan from day one.
And you helped set up a fan support club.
Yeah, well, Andy Birchall, who's one of the directors, ran a Facebook page called the 12 Man Group. And he approached Andy, and basically a group of us fans took it over, and now we have the official 12-man Ravens supporters group.
And what does that involve? What do you guys do as a group? Do you try and make more people involved? How do you do it?
It's to get... We're a community-based club, so it's about getting families involved, sorting out away games. We've had so much support this season for the away games. You know, we're getting good discounted ferry travel. We're getting discounted coach travel, and there's been so many people that have gone to the away games. It's been fantastic. So it's really about, as a supporters group, helping the community to ourselves and also supporting the club.
And I believe you've got a famous saying about away games.
Yeah, there's only one saying for that, and that is away games are massive. And they really are. I mean, if you've got to go to an away game to experience it, it's the travel, the day out, being with a good group of people. And it's just absolutely brilliant. When we go to the away games, their fans make us so welcome, and we've got a really good name and a good reputation with the other teams in that league.
Before you got involved with FC Isle of Man, did you have a local team you supported? Did you go and support local football at all? Or?
I didn't really. I mean, for 30 years I've actually waited for Isle of Man to have a team in the English league, so once that happens I was there 100%.
Did you not think to support a team before that from the local club?
Yeah, it's just, I mean, a lot of people have their own teams, you know. I'm a big Ipswich Town supporter, for instance, and trying to get to your big games and your club games, whether you're a Man City supporter, Liverpool supporter, you know, Evan, there's a lot of fans here on the island that do support bigger clubs, but to have the opportunity to support a local club in non-league English football is an absolute godsend for a lot of fans.
Perfect. And as you said, Ipswich, if Ipswich were ever to play FC Alaman, who would you want to win?
Scott, I'd like to say FC Alaman, to be quite honest, because it's just been a change, but it's not a change in loyalty, but it's just being there and supporting the local team that are in the English League.
And how much does this all mean to you tonight? I've come in here, I don't come to many games at all, and I've come in here and I've seen the amount of people here. Does it mean a lot to you?
It's just fantastic. It's a great experience, whether it's home or away. A lot of people go down to Pinewood Social Club. There's a lot of way supporters go in there. They put food on for people that are in there. It's just a good all-round experience.
And finally, last question, as we're in a changing rooms, what position would you play if you were playing right now?
I think if it was me, I think I'd probably play left back. And if the club had the choice, it'd be left back in the changing rooms.
Perfect. Thank you very much. Cheers.
Hello, everyone. I am the famous Sam Palmer. I'm not. I'm just Sam Palmer. But I am part of the, part of the analysis team at FC Alaman. But currently, I found myself with the microphone in my hand most weeks, and I am the one that does the public address and the ground announcements at the ball.
And how did you get involved in that?
By accident, mate. I was part of the analysis and coaching team first, and one week there was no one to do the microphone, and I ended up picking it up.
And how did you find it?
It's alright, I can count.
Yeah, that's a challenge, actually, most weeks. And to be fair, some of the names that you get as well.
Oh, mate.
Like Sean Doyley.
Which was the one that I got? Which is the one I keep getting a lot of stick for?
Oh, there's one you got which was really badly wrong.
There's one that I apparently got really badly wrong, but I don't remember it now.
Al Maitland would it?
No, never get that one wrong.
So how did you find it that you're the voice of Manx football booming out across Douglas for all to hear?
Yeah, pulling in complaints left, right and centre for my booming voice across the capital.
And have you had a look at the team sheets yet for tonight?
Absolutely not. All I know is there's one in there that I'm excited to say across the ball. It's been a while.
Ooh. Is that the referee?
It's not Jacob Vieira, no.
We have met Jacob Vieira before, though.
We have. We had him in a doubleheader weekend in our first season down here. And then we had him at the Bury game this season.
Yeah, he is quality referee, so.
He is a fantastic referee. He's not going to be at step five for very long.
No.
You heard it here first. He's not.
Well, on that, we'll see some footage of you giving the team announcements about now. But for now, cheers, Sam.
Cheers.
Number one, and in goal, Ben Wilkinson. Number two, Callum Sherry. Number three, Jamie Corbett. Number four, Kyle Watson. Number five, Al Maitland. Number six is Jacob Crook. Number seven, Steve Whitley. Number nine, Sean Doyle. Number 10, Dean Pennington. And make some noise for the return, number 11, Dan Simpson! And your captain tonight for your Ravens, make some noise for number 8, it's Mr. Frank Jones!
Falling on Remembrance Weekend, the game saw the ball fall silent. Andy, you're quite a fan of this kit.
I am. It's giving me a lot of energy vibes, Guernsey vibes, to be honest. But also, I love the kappa, the gold kappa out there. So we're talking about the Pilkington kit, we should point out now. Because the Ravens are in their lovely red number, as Christa Berg would say. So you lads have obviously watched a lot of FC Alaman this season. How does this kit, this Pilkington kit, rate? Sam, what do you think?
To be fair, we rate kits most weeks. I like this one. Not normally a fan of a full one colour kit.
Do you know what?
Whereas
I quite like to see like a tracksuit.
I wanted like training popper.
Yeah.
Training trousers. Yeah, joggers, like big poppers on them.
I'm just trying to think of a Premier League team that had Portsmouth had Kappa, didn't they?
I'm trying to think. Yes, maybe, yeah.
Probably. But the kind of team that would.
Yeah. I got a lot.
I do like the gold.
I do agree with you. I don't normally like a one colour like that.
That's what we normally say.
But it is quite nice.
It works. I see where you're coming from, the Guernsey thing as well.
Yeah, it's a lot of big.
By that you mean it's green.
Yeah. Green lines.
Do you remember that one last year, the West Dids one, which looked like Victorian swimwear?
Yes, it did.
That's a very brave move.
It was so weird, right? It was like they had like this pink bit on it, but it was like not the shoulders, stopped at the shoulders and then stopped at like halfway down the shorts.
Yeah.
So it looked like they were sort of not wearing a kit. It was really weird.
From a distance, it definitely did.
Yeah.
Maybe they thought we're coming to a Victorian seaside destination of the.
I hadn't thought of that. Maybe
kit made especially.
Maybe especially,
A one-off, possibly.
So we just have a quick word about the football. Looks like FC Milan are playing. Are they playing three at the back?
Well, Jacob Cook plays everywhere.
Yeah, he does.
He has put a lot of yards in already.
Well, they've got Al Maitland and Jamie Colt at the back.
Yeah.
And Callum Sherry's back there as well. It does look like they're playing a sort of quasi back four.
Yeah. To be fair, they've had a good amount of possession in the Pilkington half without really testing the keeper so far.
Yeah.
The other end, Ben's had maybe one save to make. We're about 20 minutes halfway through the first half now.
Yeah, and more importantly, Tom is behaving himself and engaging with fellow football fans.
Yeah.
Admittedly, that is Hattie, but he's engaging with a football fan. We have just under half hour on the clock. The Ravens would take lead from skipper Frank Jones.
Sam, FCL man, just taking an early lead there. 27th minute, Mr. Palmer's just told us. You missed it, didn't you?
Yeah, I'd gone to get a cup of tea.
Good goal, wasn't he? Took it well.
Oh, fantastic goal. Great finish. Yeah. I mean, on the spit, like, I mean, it came into him at a fast pace. Fantastic finish, that.
1-0. Tom.
Pilkington have still got a lot in this, though.
I think they
might get a couple.
They haven't had a shot yet, mate.
Yeah, and I think they're building. I've watched this team for quite a while now. I'm a big fan of Pilkington's.
We were just talking before. We both like the kit.
The kit's all right. Yeah, not bad.
Bit old school.
I like it. I like the green. It suits them. I believe they're from near St Helens, is what I've been reliably informed.
What else can you tell us about Pilkington?
I can tell them that the captain is my favourite player.
Callum Laird.
Yeah, Callum Laird. He's always been here. He deserves it.
He's been around a bit.
He has
been to the northwest.
Yeah, he has. Yeah, yeah. But I believe.
Which do you think was the most prolific spell?
Probably Pilkington. He's had a good few years here and he's done well for them.
A few years. I thought he only signed this summer.
Well, it was someone similar name then at least. But yeah, he's had a good. He's played well today. He's my man of the match so far.
He's only touched the ball twice.
Three times. Yeah, he's had a good nice spin on the ball. So, yeah.
And you saw one of the subs warming up. What were they doing?
I saw an FCL man sub signing some shirts, which I think is quite nice. I know the kids will love that, but back in the day when I was warming up from around, there used to be kids down there and I'd be signing shirts. So, yeah, if only that was still the case now.
Did any of those shirts for sale at the Melia last week?
Yeah, they did. They went for, I think it was thousands even, I think.
Yeah, but let's not talk about Ricky. He's been cheated.
Yeah, and he's still not got his corner flag back. It's up in my garden. And Gene Kirby's not too pleased, but and neither's Tom Cowan, I believe.
Right, we'll leave it there. It's still 1-0 to FC Alaman.
And here at the ball, it is 1-0 to FC Alaman. Ravens are massive, everywhere we go. Ravens are massive, everywhere we go.
Right, we're 10-15 minutes of the second half. Alaman's still 1-0 up against Pilkington. Sam, you know, it's fair to say this hasn't been the greatest spectacle for most of them.
No. But, you know, it's...
And the atmosphere is great. I really enjoyed, like, we've just spoken to some Ravens fans who are good voice at them.
Didn't they just sing "This Place Is a Library"?
Yeah, but I think that's fired everyone else up.
Yeah, but you haven't got enough people in the land to sing that.
I think we'd be louder than... The Melia was louder than this.
Yeah, but it was in the building.
Yeah, that's true.
I
think playing for us is louder than... Okay, anyway. Yeah.
But good crowd in tonight,
though. Yeah, well over 1,000 tonight, which is pretty good for the season. I think the fractured nature of the home series. Home season this year has been a bit problematic, as is us trying to film while watching the game going on in front of us. But Tom, how are you finding your first game?
I'm enjoying it. I'm not enjoying the cold. Yeah, that's not FC Alaman. It is cold. And I'm liking it to the point because it's football, but I wouldn't say I'm like passionate for a team.
Are you saying you're liking this as if like
You know when you watch like a League One game on a Friday night?
Yeah, exactly. You know the game's on the pub, but you're not really interested. I think Robin was on the pub the other day, and it was just on, and I was like, okay, I can watch Robin. Just like I can watch this. And I got a nice, lovely, nice beef, pulled beef wrap.
Are you glad you came?
Yeah, I'd say the point's after this.
Okay.
Is it really your first game? I think I've been to one very first one. That was when my... I enjoyed that first one, to be fair, because it was quite like a historical day. I'm not... Yeah, it was alright.
The thing is, Tommy, you go to Rotherham, she did the half-time entertainment with Adam running around.
That's true. Adam, what have you just done? You did something that with half-time with you...
Yeah, I spoke to the paramedics about, you know, sort of how can they come down and what they're doing here and dance they do when they score, they do dancing then as well as
they're getting quite good at that, so let's add that in now.
Yeah, my name's Adam Collier, I am the head of training for St John Ambulance.
And I'm Kat, and I am one of the ambulance crew for St John Ambulance as well.
Great. FC Alaman, I see that you're down here, you're supporting the team, you're behind them. What sort of things do you do behind the scenes on a match day?
So on a match day we come down with our ambulance, we have some other amazing members of the team that come down, a nurse, sponsor, first aiders, normally other paramedics come along as well. We're here, we walk around the grounds, get chatting to everyone as well, you know, it's really good with all the support, the away team when they come, all their supporters down the other end, we always have a chat with them as well, and just be part of the community, you know.
Great. How many of you come down? How many people from St John's Ambulance come down? Is it just...
Well, there's four tonight, isn't there? And then anywhere between four and six of us come down. Yeah.
Great.
So, yeah.
Fantastic. Are you big supporters of FC Alaman?
Oh, yeah.
Very
yeah?
supportive of FC
Alaman. And I've heard that you do a dance every time they
yes,
score.
Yes, we do, yeah. So Adam did tonight, though, so I'm a bit disappointed.
Yeah. Now, I hate to ask this because it's quite a somber subject, but have you ever had to do anything sort of medical emergency-wise?
Only touch wood at the moment, little things. There has been a few sort of flying footballs around.
Right.
Some of the kids, you'll see them all over the ground. They're all running around all the time, so lots of grazes sometimes.
Of course, yeah.
So we'll keep it at that. That'll be good.
Yeah, of course. yeah. So is this going to happen for the rest of the season, for as long as you...
Oh, well,
forever?
Even if they don't need us anymore, we'll still be down here.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, definitely.
That's great. Thank you very much. There you go.
You've just spoken to the official club mascot as well.
Yeah,
sorry, Raven. Unofficial club mascot.
Unofficial, very unofficial club mascot. Yeah. Raymond the Raven,
good form.
Yeah, what was he saying, Sam? Just telling me how Fury Davies is his favourite player. He thinks when he comes on, he'll score 11 goals.
Yeah.
And something about a tax return that you think you want to smash on camera.
So, are we going to listen to this now?
Well, we are honoured to be joined by a very famous guest right now. Raymond the Raven. You have to speak up for us a little bit tonight, I'm afraid. It's how are you finding the game so far? Just the one goal in it so far. Do you reckon we'll get another? 11. Is this when Fury Davies comes on? Is he your favourite player?
Adam, what have you got thoughts on this game so far?
Yeah, it's been pretty boring, to be honest.
Yeah.
But I mean, FC Alaman are winning at the moment. I mean,
substitution.
Oh.
Oh. Is it time for?
It's Mikey Williams.
Mikey Williams.
Oh, Fury's taking a seat back. It's Fury time, basically. Actually,
when Fury comes on, let's.
There's 1-0 Wilkinson. Maybe it's Fury time.
Who's coming on?
Substitution for FC Alaman. Coming off makes the most of the women, Dan Simpson.
Good 70 minutes there, 60, 70 minutes on his
return. And making his way on to the 15, it's Mikey Williams.
It's Russian team.
Right, now we're not with Southampton, right? I think we need to mention that in the stats. Is that for me?
It's got to be, isn't it?
I hope so.
Yeah.
But mine isn't that much, because it's...
You got it, huh?
Yeah. It's not obvious that I've got it. I can't wear a facial hair at all, but I'm trying. It's for a good cause that I'm not making anything for.
Is that for...
November.
Yeah, he's still from November, yeah.
It's quite good, the whole... How did you get into that?
Well, we have actually spoken this evening.
Okay.
Which we probably included earlier in this, but we'll...
Okay. And how did Sam get into this role of being the speaker?
Well, it used to be Pete Sutton, and he left. Or just sort of wasn't available one week, I think, and Sam just sort of took over.
It's not actually his official job to read the teams out, is it? As he said before.
No, but somebody has to, and Sam steps into that void. Cool. I think it's just like a teacher, right? Because he is a primary school teacher. Oh, yeah. And I think
he's got a very authoritative voice.
Yeah, and taking the register, something he's very used to.
And he's scolding Tom quite a lot.
Exactly. He deals with annoying brats.
That was very nearly a filthy take, was there? And somehow hit the frame of the goal and then hit some player in the head. Then.
That was drama. We should have the camera in the ground. But we don't.
And I'm sure we can maybe get the highlights.
Yeah, insert that now.
Drama,
essentially. The game's coming to life.
Right, well, on that, I think we'll leave this for now and resume later on somewhere. We're good at this.
And the score at full-time in the MWCFL Premier League fixture, FC Alaman 1, Perkinson 0.
So, a bit of a difficult night for you guys tonight. How would you sum it up?
I think in terms of the game itself, we feel that probably we dominated the possession. Unlucky to get a draw, not to get a draw really out of it. You've not really caused us too many problems, but then we've not caused you any problems. So it was a bit of a stalemate really, I feel. And at the end of the day, it's a little mistake that's give you the goal that's won the game.
And overall, not just apart from this game, coming over here, what's it like for you guys? Do you like the facilities and do you like the trip over?
I mean, the facilities are superb, absolutely impressive. Great crowd on. I mean, to have over 1,000 on is fantastic at this level of football. And, you know, you've done nothing but looked after us. Everything that you've done has been fantastic coming over here.
And have you got a few games? What are you looking to improve the next games you've got?
I think we've just got to get wins on the board. We've gone in a spell now where we're 3 or 4 games now that we've not won in the league, and we need to turn that around very quickly because we've got ambitions to stay in touch with that top five and get in that top five come the end of the season. So we've got to start winning games really.
And from an FC Alaman perspective, do you have any players for the FC Alaman team that stood out for you maybe? Or
I like the guy on the wing here, the number 11. I think he was very, very good. The big lad up front, obviously you play very direct into him, he causes a lot of trouble, and there'll be many teams here that will come here and they'll be troubled by him really.
Perfect, that's all we need, thank you very much.
I'm with Jacob Crook. 1-0 win here tonight, Jake. What are your thoughts on the game?
I thought we were good. I thought we were very structured from the start. I thought we were very disciplined. We knew what we had to do. We had a set plan, and I think we executed quite well.
Excellent, yeah. I was wondering during the game what it's like to play in front of a crowd like this. Do you feel any pressure with all the fans? I mean, tonight I've heard there was over 1,000 that came in. So is there any pressure you feel when it comes to the fans? Or?
I mean, at the start, obviously, you have that. You have the nerves, but obviously it quickly runs out, doesn't it? And they just get behind you, and it just lifts you.
Yeah.
It helps you so much. But you don't realise it when you're playing the pitch, and they just give you that extra bump to keep going.
Right.
But yeah, no, it's brilliant.
Perfect. What are your thoughts on learning all this from Adam Morton in primary school, Portsmouth Mary School Field?
That's right,
inspiration?
Portsmouth Mary, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, the solidness, yeah. And obviously, starting him, I sort of
earlier days in the attacking third, and then obviously coming back, learning things from you, obviously.
Spot on, Jake, spot on.
Good man.
I just wanted to ask sort of about, I know you played for St George's last week. I know they failed to field the team this week. I don't know if that's something that you're aware of, but like, do you think FC Alamein is a I don't want it to like stamp on your foot or anything, but is it a bad thing for Manx football, like when it comes to the actual Manx leagues, or is it just, you know, one of those things?
Not at all. I think it's the best thing that's ever happened. And we all say that anyone who's like who's got a, like a ambition to play across, who wants to better themselves, should support it, because it's a system where it allows people to get seen, gives people opportunities, it's for young kids to like aspire to, you know, it's giving them something to aim towards. It's that in between where I understand, you know, people can't field teams, but you have a look at different teams in the Manx League, and some people can get a combi, and it's like you have to even it out. I mean, I understand it's frustrating and everything, but if you want to support Manx football and support Manx players, get them across, get them seen, get the, you know, the alignment on like the footprint for football in the world, you know, you have to sort of support it.
Yeah, spot on, mate. I know you got a run of home games coming up now. Are you hoping to get a run together, a run of wins?
Yeah, well, hopefully, yeah. I mean, it's like I say, it's, the support is amazing, obviously. Hopefully we can continue to get this, and hopefully you keep building on this, but like I say, it's a great support, and it lifts you as you go through the game.
Spot on, mate.
So, Doyle, a big win there.
Yeah, massive win, you know what? Like, we've kind of been on a roll recently. We've had about 3 wins, and then obviously draw on Thursday, which is a bit frustrating, and then, yeah, that's quite nice, back on here. Bit of retribution, so obviously they beat us at their place, so it's nice to beat them at our place.
And we've been told, reliably informed, that over 1,000 people here today. How big is that for you guys?
Absolutely mega. It's kind of dipped in recent games. I don't know why, people have things on, but no, it's nice to have 1,000 people down the bowl again, and hopefully it's something with a lot of home games in December we'll have quite regularly.
It's a bit cold though, isn't it? I can see why people might not come down.
I came out for the second half and I was absolutely freezing. I didn't know how everyone else was doing it, to be honest.
And I want to speak about the man of the match. So Callum Sherry got it. What's he like in the dressing room, and how important is he to the club?
You know what, he's just like, how he's on the pitch, he's quite quiet, he's calm, he's composed, like, that's how he is in the changing rooms, and he's starting to come out with Shell, but mate, he is absolutely mega for us. He's kind of been like a new signing, even though he's been on the island for a lot of years, but he's been absolutely immense for us so far, and I think for a long time now he'll be with in our team.
And before I let you go, and before I go to the pub, I'd like to ask about the goal scorer. Captain Frank Jones scored tonight. How much will that mean to him, do you reckon?
I think it's special, you know what, I think it's special to anyone, but for what he's been through, with his injury and coming back in, and he's been flying for us, and you know what, and that goal kind of shows it, and he's a leader on and off the pitch, so yeah, it probably means a lot for him to get the winner, and for us to get 3 points has been absolutely special.
Top man, cheers Doyle.
Cheers.
Dan, thanks for taking the time to talk to us. You just made your comeback after a year out of an injury for FC Alamein. How good does that feel?
It's unbelievable to me to be back with all the lads. Obviously, it's been a hard year having to do my own thing in the gym, all the rehab work that goes with it, but no, it's all worth it when it's like this here.
And you've hit the season running, really. You hit the ground running with Corinthians. Yeah. And this, it's only really been a matter of time before you came back into the FC Alamein fold. But are you happy with how it's gone so far this season?
For FC or Corinthians?
For both.
Yeah, no, I've enjoyed it. Obviously, it's hard after come back from a long-term injury. It's always tough just handling the intensity of it. A lot of it's in your head. I think obviously you struggle with that quite a bit, but no, it's been good.
And what was the feeling like when you walked out on that pitch and you had your name cheered at the start?
No, it was good, yeah.
Great reception from the crowd tonight.
Helped calm some nerves, I think, yeah.
Yeah.
Playing an unusual position for me, but no, it's good.
And it was a tough game. It was not a game for, I suppose, of many chances, really, no. Wasn't it? But you guys got the win, got the 3 points.
Yeah, I think we were organised, structured, yeah, all went well.
Yeah. Word for the FC Alamein support. I think we had over 1,000 in here tonight, didn't we?
Was there? All right, yeah. Obviously, that's unbelievable for us, so we appreciate every one of them.
And now, kick on. You know, we've got... I know we're back away again, I think, next week, and then
you've got
now you've got a run of 5 home games coming up towards Christmas, which is massive, isn't it? Are you right in the thick of it in the first season, when, obviously, in that first few months, we had so many away games.
Yeah.
But having that momentum, the home run in the back end of the season, it's massive, isn't it?
No, it is, yeah. It's unbelievable for us. It's amazing to play in front of this amount of people on this pitch, especially. No, it's great for us.
Good. Well, good to see you back out there, Simon. Well done, bud.
Thank you.
Paul, good 1-0 win tonight. Ground that out a little bit. Perhaps maybe should have got a second goal towards the end as well.
Yeah, I thought we were excellent first half. That's one of the best we've played in the last year. I thought it was really, really good. And then just ran out of legs a little bit for 10 or 15 minutes, I think. But then the subbies came on, or the finishers, as we call them. And they certainly did help us to finish the game off and see it out. I thought they were excellent. And yeah, you're right. I think, you know, we rode our luck once, didn't we, when they hit the post in the second half. And then yeah, we could have had a couple there towards the end, I think, with some counter attacks and some good play. So yeah, really happy.
Obviously you're used to playing away in midweek and then again on a Saturday, but Thursday night's a bit of a different beast as well, isn't it?
Yeah, it was really big ask of everybody, to be honest. You know, it's a long day, a late night, an early morning, and then very little recovery and going again. And it's a bit like an Ireland game sort of experience in some ways, but the level of football's a little bit higher at times. And yeah, you've got to use the squads, and I thought everybody contributed really, really well, including the, you know, like the young lads that played on Thursday night. You know, we wouldn't have been able to get a result in that game without them. So yeah, like, recover now, enjoy it, thank the fans for their support, and then go again Tuesday night against Charnock.
Well, you touched on the fans, 1,000 in here tonight. I think it's the biggest, obviously, crowd of the season.
Yeah.
You say there's a bunch of home games coming up. Is that something the squad relish, or did they quite like? I remember when Kev had the Ireland squad, he quite liked taking them away, and the sort of the bond that formed, that, you know, their away day experience.
I think we've done enough of that. We've played an awful lot of games away, and we're all really, really looking forward to having, you know, 5 games at home on the bounce due to Christmas. And we hope those people who are here tonight come back, and we hope they bring a few friends as well, and, you know, we get the ball bouncing again. It makes such a difference to the players with a loud and big crowd in the bowl. And yeah, it was really good tonight to see so many here.
And we must be coming for an anniversary of you back in charge of the managerial reins. How have you found that year?
Maybe that's for another time, Andy, I think. It's been interesting, let's say that. And I think I'm just starting to really kind of find my feet and find myself after some interesting times. So it's nice. It's just nice to see some of the work that we're doing paying off with the lads, and look forward to seeing them doing it again a little bit more often.
And can we talk about the project as a whole? You know, is it where you want it to be, where you expected it to be?
Getting there. It's if we can bring the crowds back to the bowl, and we're playing decent football, and we're winning some games, and up towards the top end of the table, then I think that we're in a really good place, aren't we? And, you know, it's important the club's sustainable for the next few years, and I'll be honest, the only way that's possible is if people turn up to games. You know, the money through the gate is hugely important to this football club, as it is to every football club. So that's, you know, we want to do well on the pitch, and we're slowly getting there, I think. And you know, the people in the ground make such a difference, not just to us and the lads when they're playing, but to the financial stability and sustainability of the club, so we can go and do more within our community, and you know hopefully become a really good place where people love coming and see that football is adding huge amounts of value, which is what it was all about, wasn't it?
Yeah.
4 years ago. So yeah, I think we've had a bit of a lull for lots of different reasons, but it feels like we're gaining a bit of momentum, and I look forward to seeing how that goes in the run up to Christmas.
Well, I'll let you go and thaw out.
Cheers, Andy. Duh, 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 duh.